This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Ooh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children all of ages, we're back. We're back for more. I bet you missed us. We are back. And Ed brought his pencil. So here we go. Episode 32. We're rolling. It's Sunday night, deep in the football territory with these guys. And, you know, it's these weekends are getting longer and longer. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on for this episode. We're going to try a couple new things for our podcast for the YouTube listeners. If you're listening on an audio device, you're going to have to hop over to YouTube to see a couple of the new things we're going to try this week. So hopefully it's trial and error. We're just going. It's like, you know, trying to kick your own ass with one foot. So here we go. So first off, we want to start by let's hit Ed up. He's on. He's working remote, as they say. He's on location, touring around the nation.
DC Porto is on vacation.
Yeah. So Ed, yeah. We got an email this week from one of our good friends. He's relocated to Ohio, and you know, we're gonna get him on the show eventually. Our buddy Keith sent in a. Just for Brad, a hockey-related question. I hope he did his homework when we get to him. So
I did.
What do you got for us?
All right, this is Ed's Mailbag, brought to you by Brock Street Brewing. BrockStreetBrewing.com, Whippy, Canada. Check out their lager and their chocolate stout. Chocolate milk stout, rated best beer in Canada 2019. All right, so the question is for Keith Hammond. From Ohio. Keith, man, thanks for supporting the show. Really appreciate it, man. Good to hear from you. Glad to see that you are moving up through the corporate ladder with the what you had attached to the email. Anyway,
so
I'm paraphrasing. What was in the email? He was talking about Mike Babcock, the former head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. So he's like, how do you feel that that's going to affect coaching down the line? I'll kick it back to you guys because I'm rolling through a swamp.
Tom, you want to take this one first, Tom?
All right. Well, you know what? I think you're seeing the end of the old guard of coaches in the league now. It's a players' league now. You got to coddle these guys to get through to them or get them to play up to their capabilities and want to play for you. And now he's gone. Tortorella is really the last one standing as far as coaches who will really lay it on you and tell you how it is. And, you know, they showed a video the other day where he had them running some drill and he had guys dying on the ice, laying on the ice flat out. So,
What team was that, Tom?
Your Philadelphia Flyers.
Our Flyers. America's team. America's team. The Philadelphia Flyers. The land of the free. Philadelphia. Nothing but love for that city. But let me take this one. Let me pause. Let me go to a hockey purist. Our buddy Brad, I'll let him have the floor so he can answer this. I'm waiting.
Yeah, let me have my moment. So I did go, I Googled, I did look it up, but I got to say I do agree with what Tom said. I couldn't find anything really egregious that he did other than going through players' phones and kind of using whatever pictures or videos, what they were doing on social media against them to motivate them or call them out on some bullshit. And some players got mad. They took it to the Spit and Chicklets podcast. Those dudes put it out. It raised a concern. People went back, looked at some more stuff that he did. Next thing you know, the Players Association is getting involved, and the guy's fired. So I'm like, but I couldn't find anything that said he assaulted or he hurt somebody. He did anything that really warranted firing other than just kind of being an asshole. But if that's the way professional sports are going, I mean, it sounds to me like he was a dick. Players didn't like it. He got canceled for it.
Yeah.
They kind of set in the tone. They put the like Tom said, the power back into the players' hands. And I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm old school when it comes to everything, whether it's wrestling. I mean, that Gen X view on things, the way we grew up, it's different. The coaches we had growing up, but not the coaches you can't even coach like that now, even at a kid level. And it works fantastic some ways. Like, I think that the Corey checks and the safe sports and all that stuff are great, especially if you have a daughter that plays. You know, you don't want any weirdos hanging around the locker room, you know, all that stuff. But it's the tough one, because I'll take Babcock out of the situation and just look at what point do you validate how much money you're paying these guys? You know, phenomenal amounts of money. At what point can you say, hey, listen, for what you're making and you're not playing to your potential, who's going to motivate you? If you don't have motivation for $100 million, what's going to motivate you? I don't know. So these guys, I guess it is the old guard, and they are phasing those guys out. So it is tough. And, you know, I touched on it last week. It was like a bullet point at the beginning of the episode because I wanted to make mention of it, and then Keith sent in the email, and it's tough. But we'll see how Columbus does without him. But it's just an old guy that they're trying to phase out, and it's a different kind of player. That's all I can say. I agree with both you guys. And there's more levels to the Mike Babcock story, but because we're so heavy with the football right now, you know, you can Google it. Like, real quick, he pulled a rookie in when he was coaching Toronto, and he asked the rookie to name five players he thought weren't working hard. And he just rattled off five players. Well, he wrote it down and pinned it up in the locker room and said, this rookie says these five guys aren't working hard. So he was good at the mind manipulation and the psychology of that stuff. Imagine all the stuff that we've never heard of, the stories that get suppressed, all that stuff, you know, in sports, all together, not just hockey or football or baseball. You know, the rookie hazing, if you ever saw the movie Youngblood, you know, look what they do to Rob Lowe when he joins the team. You know, they hold him down and they shave his nuts. That's the rite of passage. I mean, it was rookie hazing. So, Ed, real quick, so we can get going.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is that you're going into people's private, you know, device, that type of thing. So there should be an element of privacy. You know, I think that they're eliminating all these kind of old school coaches out of the league. They're trying to change the league, make it a little bit safer, a little bit, you know, a little bit softer on some of these players, but it's so hard to say. So I'd say, you know, you shouldn't be able, as the head coach, you shouldn't be able to go into your players' cell phones. That's private. And, you know, if it's a motivational thing, well, maybe you need to do a better job as a coach, you know, and find some other ways of being able to, you know,
motivate your players. I guess what he started with, Ed, was Boone Jenner, the captain. He grabbed his phone and told him, show me a camera roll. And like the guys were saying on Spit and Chicklets, you know, Biz was saying, if I knew that was coming, I would have taken a bunch of pictures of my hose and waited for him to have a reaction on it. So, it's all over the map how, you know, that we could probably spend a good amount of time talking about that from a sports, you know, a coaching basis, a player basis, a psychology type, you know, take on it. So, with that being said, we'll kind of put a pin in that one. I mean, the plot will thicken with that. Maybe one of these days we'll have Keith on and we'll bring it back up and we'll kind of hit that with him because he is from that area. So with that being said, Thomas, we got something new this week for Tom's shitty picks. We got some irons on the fire with things we're trying to do. So we got some exclusive content just coming for the YouTube viewers. It's going to replace Tom's shitty picks as kind of an interview segment. And you want to take it from there, Tom?
Sure. Tom's shitty fantasy picks of the week. It's going to be preemptive this week. We have something exclusive for viewers on YouTube. So if you're on a listening platform other than YouTube, go over to YouTube and you'll see this. We have an interview with the owner of Purchase Street Records, Roger Schwinard. And it's a great interview. We did it a couple of days ago. We're going to have it spliced in for you. It's a really good interview. So hopefully you enjoy it.
Yep. So, we'll drop it in and then we'll move on with our usual picks for next week and talk about how we did so far. So what do you got, Tom?
All right. This week, week four, fantasy picks. I mean, the picks, game one, Green Bay Packers are at home against the Detroit Lions. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Lions.
All righty. Andy?
I'm going, let's see, Barry Sanders and the Lions.
All righty. How about you, Brad?
You know, Jordan Love looked good today, but the Lions are on a roll. I'm going with Detroit.
Yeah, I think the Green Bay offense is a little bit too erratic. I think Detroit's going to win that game. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. Game two, it's got the Jacksonville Jaguars at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Eddie?
I'm going to go with the Jags. Even though they didn't pull it out today against Houston, it sounded like they just couldn't figure out the game on defense today.
Andy?
I'm going to go with Dirty Birds.
Dirty Birds. All righty. How about you, Brad?
Yeah, Jags are struggling. Definitely underwhelming so far. I'm going to go, what do they say in the ATL? Peace up, A-Town down.
All right. I'm going to go with Jacksonville, right. But, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to be right with them. I've been saying all year they're going
to. Yeah, week to week. You're going to nail it.
All right. Game three, and the game I think is a game of the week. The Buffalo Bills are at home against the Miami Dolphins. Ed?
I'm going to have to go with the Bills.
All righty. Andy?
Thurman Thomas to block.
All right. Brad?
Did he forget his helmet?
The Dolphins are 3-0. They just dropped 70 today. I'm going with the Dolphins. Fins
I up. Am too. I'm going with Miami. I think that their offense is impressive, and their defense is nobody's really talking about them, but I think they're going to be able to stop Buffalo enough and they'll win the game.
100%.
Game four, the Chicago Bears are at home against the Denver Broncos. Eddie?
I'm going to have to go with the Broncos, man.
All righty. Andy?
Steve Atwater and the Broncos.
All right. Brad?
Look at the Bears this time.
All righty. I'm taking Denver, but, man, both these teams looked horrible today. So the other game was a game of the week. This is the toilet bowl right here. All right, next game. The Cleveland Browns are at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Browns.
All righty. Andy?
Edgar Allan Poe's favorite team, the Ravens.
All righty. Brad?
So sophisticated. I'm going to pick the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens. I think they'll have a bunch of guys back today, back next week that were injured today. So I think I'm taking them to win. Next game, Tennessee Titans are at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Ed?
Bengals.
Andy?
Oh, boy.
Nicky what?
James Brooks. Bengals.
Brad?
Yeah, Cincy. I think the Bengals are way better than the record suggests.
Yeah, I think if Burrow plays, especially they'll blow Tennessee out. I think it's time for Tennessee to maybe play Levis and put him in at quarterback. See what he can do. Yep. They're not going anywhere this year. All right, next game, the Indianapolis Colts are at home against the Los Angeles Rams. Ed,
Colts.
All right, Andy.
Jim Everett and the Rams.
Brad?
I'm going to go with Indy on this one.
Minshew, he's been playing really good for them, but I'm going to go with the Rams just because I like Stafford and that young kid Kyron Williams at running back. So I'll go with the Rams. All right, next game, the New Orleans Saints at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Saints. Who that?
All righty. Andy?
Let's see. Saints.
All right. Brad?
I don't want to make this pick because I don't know if Derek Carr is going to be healthy. total game changer. Jameis Winston looked like he needs his eyes fixed again.
Yeah.
Bucks. I'll go with the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bucks too, based on the fact that maybe Carr doesn't play. That's I agree with you. It depends on if Carr is playing or not. All right. The next game, the Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Washington Commanders. Andy?
Give me Mike Quick and the Eagles. Let's go.
Ed?
Fly, Eagles, fly, man.
Brad, who are you going to pick in this game? You got to pick somebody.
I fucking hate both of these teams. If I had to pick, though, clearly, I mean, the Eagles are going to win that game.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles. Clean sweep there. All righty. Next game, the Carolina Panthers are at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Ed?
Let's see. I don't know. I'm going to go the Panthers.
All righty. Andy?
Kevin Green and the Panthers.
All righty. Brad?
Beat the drum, Vikings.
I agree. I'm going up. They're like the Jags with me. Sooner or later, I'm going to be right with them if I keep
picking
them.
They're going to win one of these days.
Big Tony Khan fan, right, Tom?
Yes. Next game. The Houston Texans are at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ed?
I'm going to go with it. I think I picked the Steelers.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Andy?
Thank you.
I am going to take the Texans because I heard David Carr's playing.
How about you, Brad?
I'm going to go with Houston. They've got some momentum. I think they have a good or pretty good young team, and I think they'll put up a fight.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pittsburgh, but Houston's playing. They're starting to click a little bit better. I love their coach as well. All righty, next game. Los Angeles Chargers are at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. Ed?
No, going Al Davis and the Raiders.
All righty. Andy?
I'm going to go Dan Fouts and the Chargers.
Brad?
I'm going to give you one. Sean Merriman, lights out.
Nice. I'm going to throw you off for a loop. I'm going to go for the hometown boy, Sean Stephen Cooper and the Chargers.
There you go.
Brad, he's from our hometown, so I had to pick him.
Nice.
All right, next game. Dallas Cowboys are at home against the New England Patriots. Ed.
Choose wisely.
Brad, two words, suck it. Like cowgirls.
Andy?
Well, I'll go like this. I'm trying to make friends here. Brad, I want a big virtual hug. I'm going to take you Cowboys because I value our friendship over either one of these teams. So I'm going with the Cowboys for you. Just for you.
Well said. Cheers.
Brad, I'm going to ask you. I know who you're taking, but.
Oh, Dallas. I'm not wearing the gear today because they let me down and the Rangers are up. So I'm all decked out of Rangers swag, but Cowboys, let's go.
I'm taking the Cowboys, but McCarthy's got to go. All right, next game, the San Francisco 49ers are at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Ed?
Definitely not the Cardinals, man. They're like total rebuild, so 49ers, for all sure. Right.
Andy?
That's me.
I already answered 49ers. Damn it, Tom, will you listen?
What?
Get those potatoes out of your ears, damn it.
Who's up? Andy? It's me?
Yep.
All right, here I go again. I'm going PC. We have another buddy, our buddy Chris Sylvia, big 49ers fan, so I'll take 49ers. I'm going friends all around. We're just sprinkling the love on the podcast. We're sprinkling it.
You're turning face.
No.
Brad?
Although I think the Cardinals are more of a dark horse team that can definitely get the upset, I'm going to go with San Fran, play it safe.
Yeah, I'm going San Fran. I think after them seeing what Arizona did, I don't think there'll be any kind of letdown. I think they'll be a little more prepared. All right, the next game, the New York Jets are at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Ed?
You know what happens when I don't have a Snickers bar? I'm going to go with the Chefs.
AC?
You know what? I heard they're all right. So I'm going to take Christian Okoye, because I know he still plays with them, and the Chiefs.
Brad?
Hey, if Taylor Swift is a fan, I'm a fan. Going with the Chiefs.
And it's going to be a clean sweep for me. Oof. I think they blow out the Jets.
Oh, Brad, that was not a good one.
Oh.
Yeah, how can you talk about Max Sabbath and then Taylor Swift?
It's subliminal. They showed her on TV about 20 times today.
It's my guilty pleasure, buddy. Okay, T Swift.
Oh. Oh.
Shake it off, Brad. Shake it off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hi, it's me.
The final game.
We should do an album review one day of a Taylor Swift album.
Yes.
Oh. My head hurts.
The last game of the week. The New York Giants are at home.
All the way across the thing. Oh, my God.
New York Giants versus the Seattle Seahawks. Ed?
I think I picked the Seahawks.
Yes, you did. No, actually, you took the Giants, bud.
Oh, boy. Flip-flop.
I'm going to go with the Giants, then. I'll stay with my original pick.
Giants, I guess.
All righty. Brad?
Got to go with my boy, DK Metcalf, Seattle, all the way.
I am going with Seattle as well. I think without Saquon Barkley, they're completely different offense. And Seattle, I think, wins by 10. All right, that's it for this week, AC.
So as far as, like, other things to talk about, just I want to throw some, you know, pins in this podcast where we can, you know, revert back when we don't have as many things to talk about. Couple guys from WWE got released. They released about 20 guys, about 100 employees altogether. They said that there's more to come. Everybody was really shocked with the Dolph Ziggler thing. I think he had a 21-year run over there. So, you know, when the wrestling talk heats up, this is all stuff that do you see any of those guys going to AEW, Tom?
Yeah, I think Dolph Ziggler, I think he's been on the Beyond the Elite a couple times in the background where they haven't really talked to him, but he's been there with his brother. So I think if he goes anywhere, I think he'll end up going there.
I think he'll do pretty well there if he goes. But any of those other mid-card guys, do you have any interest as needle movers for them?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if they sign Matt Riddle too when he's whenever his no compete clause is up. I think they all have like 90-day no compete clauses, so they have to wait a little while.
Yeah, from what I was reading, I guess if you're on the NXT roster, I guess it's like a 30-day thing. But if you're part of what they consider the main roster, I don't know how that works, but it goes into December almost. So if you look at the Royal Rumble, they could have a lot of surprises for. You know, maybe guys coming in, guys going out, the CM Punk thing, you hear, you know, Endeavor takes over, all of a sudden The Rock's back. It's crazy. They, you know, it's like they tied up a bunch of money and they pushed it aside and then, you know, they spent it on The Rock, or maybe they're trying to make a splash for CM Punk, or maybe Batista will make a surprise appearance, not to wrestle, but just to, you know, just to move ratings around. And yes, USA Network's going to have SmackDown now for the first time.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if they're going to go to a three-hour show again.
I don't know. Yeah. Brad, I know you're on the cusp of the wrestling stuff. What do you think about the whole merger?
I thought basically everything you said. I think Riddle has a pretty good shot of jumping ship to AEW, but you know, John Cena's been back, and I thought that was going to be just kind of a flash in the pan, a few cameo appearances, get a few wrestling, kind of pass the torch off to some of these up-and-comers, but I think they're trying to build a long-term story with him, some of these rivalries, especially with the Bloodline and how they're trying to interject Bobby Lashley and his squad and you know, get this takeover, you know, trying to oust the Bloodline, you know, because Roman Reigns has been the champ for how long? Like, it's kind of boring, and The Rock came out and said they've been trying to get him into a main event in WrestleMania or something where he could wrestle Roman Reigns, but it just never came to fruition under McMahon. So maybe, you know, and he kind of hinted at that for this next Royal Rumble, this next WrestleMania. So we'll see.
I think the story kind of writes itself with the head of the table thing where Rock could say, I am, you know what I mean? I came back and, you know, whether he puts him over or not, I would say that he would probably put Roman Reigns over or whatever. Maybe they do a three-part storyline coming out of WrestleMania. Who knows? But yeah, there's money to be made. But for me, the hook is in the story. You gotta, You got to hook it in with the story. That's why that bloodline thing works so well, because you don't know where they're going with it. And in the smock mock, you talk about coaching nowadays, the wrestling fan has to know everything, which that we've talked about that before. It bothers me that everybody's going to know the ending. Everybody's going to know the outcome. Just watch it. Be surprised. Watch it. Let them take you on a ride for an hour of your time. So you're talking with your buddies and you're the smartest guy in the room because you know who's going to win next year's WrestleMania. I'm impressed. Yeah, just watch it and have fun. Just relax.
Well, maybe the story shouldn't be leaking the story.
Yeah, yeah. It's terrible.
You know? Be better than that, right? I mean, come on now. I mean, you're a multi-billion-dollar company. Don't leak the story. It's right. That simple.
Yeah, but you know what happens?
Your money, right?
There's people inside of the company that they don't make them sign NDAs, that they can't disclose stuff. Mm. So they'll talk to somebody that's like in a dirt sheet or something right there, or that has a web page or, you know, something like that. And let's be the first one to leak the story.
You know what stops that? You fire somebody.
Well, that's what they should start doing if they want to, you know, go back to a little kayfabe. A little kayfabe never hurt anybody with the wrestling. Sure.
I mean, I think it'll make for better storylines, to be quite honest with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so we're winding down. We've got about 7 minutes left, Tom. You know, we're going to do something with the album of the week this week. That's going to be exclusive to our YouTube show, too. So, Tom, you want to do that a little bit, too?
Sure.
Bring us in with that.
Tom's album of the week is brought to you by Purchase Street Records, New England's largest independent record store, located at 53 Pope's Island, Unit 2, New Bedford, Mass., or online at purchasestrecords.com. And they also have a Facebook page, so hit them up there. So this right here is going to be exclusive to the YouTube. So if you're not watching this on YouTube, go over and you'll be able to see what we're talking about right here. So hopefully you enjoy this.
So we're going to kind of wind the show down a little bit this week and, you know, just do a quick shout out. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's been watching, you know, thanks for the support. Thanks for everybody that's come on in the past. It's been 32 fun episodes. We're trying to get better every week. We're trying to do different things. Some stuff really seems to work. Keep sending the emails in, keep hitting us up, you know, send those emails in and we'll get to them. I promise. I mean, like I said, it depends on the content and what you're asking. If it's a news relevant story like this week, we'll get right to it while the item's hot and kind of, you know, like I said, just kind of keep the timeline going for the podcast so that we can do what we do. And thanks everybody for watching and share it with your buddies, share it with your friends, listen to it in the car, do all that fun stuff. So Ed, any shout outs this week?
Yeah, just want to say thanks, Keith. Thanks for sending the email. Really appreciate it. It was a good question. Portuguese Phantom, just saying it random. Also, just wanted to, shout out to my youngest brother, Jeff, just to let him know that knees don't win against trees. So,
Brad, you got anything? Got anybody? Guys down at work you want to say hi to?
I don't like the people I work with, so I'm just going to shout out.
That's a man. That. That's a man right there.
I'm going to shout out my son, you know, Lucas. He broke his thumb at practice the other night. Right now it's splinted up. Next week, we'll go see the doc. Hopefully get it casted up. He's going to be out for 3 or 4 weeks. So take him off of fantasy boards. He's down for the count. But it's just heartbreaking. His first season of PB tackle. He's been doing so good, making so much progress. And, you know, he just got stepped on in practice, basically. And, you know, a bigger kid. You know, them hefty country boys stepped on his hand and it, you know, here we go. You know, so his first real sports injury. So shout out to little man because he's taking it like a champ.
There we go. I like that. I like the kid stories. I love the kid stories. Thomas?
I don't have a kid story, but I just want to tell y'all, for the millions of fans, you know, next week, Tom's Fantasy Picks will be back.
Oh, yep. It'll be back unless somebody hits us up and wants to give us a couple bucks to we'll interview you. You know, I sent out a few emails to a couple sports celebrities, see if they bite. So if you're watching, someday you could see big things on this podcast. You never know. That's why.
And let's not forget about, hey, buy the shirts. Don't be cheap.
Yeah, stop being cheap. Come on now. Buy a shirt.
Buy a shirt.
It's a shirt. Wear a shirt. Don't be a jerk. Wear a shirt.
That's a slogan. We need to coin that.
Yeah. Don't be a shirt. Jerk, buy a shirt, you fucks. For these three guys, it's another week in the books. We're going to get to some stuff. I got some editing to do. And, you know, we're here for another week, and we'll see you next week with more football picks and funny shit. Later, guys.
See you next week.
Later.